With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to DTNS Experiment Week. All this week, DTNS is on summer vacation, but in its place is Experiment Week, where our producers and contributors are trying out new show ideas and releasing them right here on the DTNS feed. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody, and this is the DTNS State of Streaming for 2022. I'm your host, Willie Scott, better known on the internet as WScott1, and I've been the host of Diamond Club Game Night, which is a live gaming experience unlike any other, for over 5 years. And in those 5 years, I have learned so much knowledge about streaming and content creation. With this show, I hope to give you some insider knowledge on the streaming landscape and how you, the viewer, will be impacted by changes in the streaming world. For all you content creators, I hope this show can provide some news, as well as some tips and tricks that I've learned over the years to help you become the best streamer you can be. Let's get into the streaming news. Twitch announced on June 14th that they will be increasing the ad revenue split that they give to creators starting now for partners and coming this August for affiliates. Twitch calls it the Ad Incentives Program, which will increase the split that Twitch streamers receive to a 55-45 split, meaning the creator gets 55% of the revenue and Twitch gets 45%. In order to access the new ad rates, the streamer must turn on automated ads in the Ads Manager tool and set 3 minutes of ads to be played per hour. Streamers can also run ads themselves, which will lower the length of automated ads that are run every hour, which I have tested, and I can tell you it does work. As for the viewer, this means you will more than likely see lots more ads being played on Twitch in the middle of streams that you are not subscribed to. But in order to combat this, you can subscribe to your favorite streamer for $4.99 a month, or if you have Amazon Prime, you can use your Prime Gaming sub included for free, or you can choose to pay $8.99 a month and you can get Twitch Turbo, which will get rid of ads site-wide, similar to YouTube Premium. Personally, I really feel like not as many people know about Twitch Turbo, and Twitch doesn't really do a good job of promoting it, in my opinion. I'm really torn as to whether these changes will be good for Twitch, to be honest. This is certainly a massive improvement over the previous ad rates that streamers were getting, which were, let's be honest, pretty lousy, and that's saying it mildly. On the other hand, though, I do wonder if the viewers will get tired of the ads and start clicking off of Twitch, and I really worry that that will harm the website in the long term. In other streaming money-making news, YouTube recently launched gifted memberships in beta to a limited number of streamers, with creators interested in participating in the beta encouraged to apply. Assuming the channel has access to the feature, viewers can access it by clicking on the dollar sign in the YouTube chat, same place you'd go to buy a super chat, and you can choose between 5, 10, or 20 gifted memberships, with the prices obviously varying on the number of memberships that you give. Very importantly, in order to receive a gifted membership, of course you can't already be a member of the stream, and viewers must manually opt in to allow gifted memberships during the beta. Similar to Twitch gifted subscriptions, you will receive a notification when you get a gifted membership, and you get all the rewards of a normal membership for 1 month. This really is a huge deal to me, because the platform wars between Twitch and YouTube have really been heating up, especially in the last few years, And I think this new feature will be a very welcome feature for current Twitch streamers who maybe are thinking about switching to YouTube, but were legitimately worried maybe about their hit to their financials that a decision like this would entail. Because before, gifted memberships were not a thing on YouTube, and I know a lot of streamers were getting a lot of their financial income through gifted subscriptions on Twitch. And now that that obstacle is out of the way, I think it will be very tempting for a lot of Twitch streamers to jump ship over to YouTube. Gifted memberships are not the only new feature YouTube has added to compete with Twitch. Twitch has always had a raid culture on the platform. Typically, when you end your live stream, it's always nice to send your audience off to another streamer who's live and raid them, if you will. Because it really accomplishes two goals. Number one, it increases retention on the platform that you're streaming, in this case, Twitch, so Twitch likes it a lot. And it gives your audience exposure to someone new in the streaming space and serves as a great discoverability feature for streamers. Well, YouTube has added a feature called Live Redirect, where you can send your live audience to another streamer just like on Twitch. But since it's YouTube, you can also choose to send viewers to a new video as well. Just like gifted members, streamers must allow another streamer to redirect to them by going to the Approved Live Redirect section in your YouTube dashboard. Corsair announced it's integrating NVIDIA's broadcast audio and video features into its IQ and Elgato software. You'll no longer need a separate app to use noise removal or add virtual backgrounds, as long as you have a compatible headset, microphone, or camera, and an NVIDIA RTX GPU. NVIDIA Broadcast has some pretty impressive technology from what I've seen, and if you don't have a green screen or want to have the flexibility to switch between, you know, using a virtual background or not, this software by far is the best to use, in my opinion, and way better than all the other VoIP applications. Skype, Discord, and Zoom have had this feature for a while, but in my opinion, NVIDIA Broadcast just does a way better job of detecting and removing the background. There's also an example of a streamer testing the audio noise limiting features by basically making as much noise as possible. They had a fan go in, they were banging on like a pot or something, and it hardly comes through in the final broadcast. And if you haven't heard the demo, it's pretty impressive, and I highly encourage you to check it out on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Right now on a special edition of Tools and Weapons, Brad Smith is sharing a vision for what Microsoft calls the new AI economy. It's an idea rooted in technological revolutions of the past, like the printing press, which created a vibrant marketplace of related innovations, ultimately leading to an explosion of books and readers. But he doesn't just give a history lesson. In the episode, Brad lays out the tangible ways that Microsoft is providing infrastructure and other support to those leading the charge of the new AI economy. And he explains the importance of using that infrastructure to ensure equitable access to AI to people all over the world. To stay current on insights from voices at the center of the conversation on AI, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you like to listen.
In streaming hardware news, a new challenger has appeared in the streaming market. Beacon has just released the Beacon Mix, aimed at users who want to individually adjust the audio of four individual applications and devices in Windows. The Beacon Mix Create, which gives all the features of the mix, but adds mute buttons and a page button to cycle through multiple devices, such as microphones. And more importantly, the Beacon Microphone, a brand new dynamic microphone, and it plugs in via USB-C, has a headphone jack at the bottom for monitoring your levels. All three devices come with the Beacon software, which give you the ability to set which applications are assigned to what fader on the Beacon Mix. And on the Beacon Mix Create, it gives you a routing table to route your audio to different sources, very similar to the Go XLR software, if you're familiar with that. The microphone also has features in the Beacon software, and it gives you your standard compression, EQ, noise suppression, and de-esser. And what's cool about the Beacon mic is it actually has a built-in processor inside the microphone, which means you actually have access to the same software that the Beacon Mix Create does right from the microphone, so you don't even need to get a Beacon Mix Create if you have a Beacon mic. The Beacon mic sells for $279, the Mix sells for $149, and the Mix Create sells for $199. I think this is a very compelling offer for new streamers getting into the market. The only major problem that I see with the Mix Create is that there's only one input, and that is USB-C. There is no XLR input on it whatsoever, which means you have to buy separate equipment, basically, to get any XLR microphones you already own to work in the software with Beacon. And I don't know, that just seems like a major bummer to me. Rode released the second iteration of their Rodecaster Pro digital mixer called the Rodecaster Pro 2. Clever name. The new mixer has a ton of new hardware and software updates that make it a lot more appealing to non-podcasting content creators, such as streamers, for example. For instance, the mixer has two USB-C ports on the back, so it can be connected to two computers or mobile devices at once, which gives a lot more room for flexibility, especially when it comes to grabbing audio sources from a dual PC setup that many streamers utilize to make their stream look super smooth for viewers. The biggest update, though, is with the sound pads, or rather the smart pads, as they're now called. Not only do they allow a creator to play audio clips just like the first iteration of the product did, but you now have the option to trigger brand new voice effects with the smart pads, such as reverb, echo, and pitch shifting, and it includes support for MIDI commands, which can be used to control third-party applications, which gives you a whole wide range of options that you could use those buttons for. Kind of turns it into a Stream Deck, almost, if you think about it. The preamps now have a lower noise floor and higher gain, so it removes the need for audio signal boosting hardware that you sometimes need for higher-end microphones, and Rode actually claims it makes them sound worse if you include it in the mix. There's also been a major improvement in audio processing, with much more fine-tuning on the compressor and EQ presets, so you can set them a little bit more fine-tuned to your setup, and it makes your voice sound even better. The Rodecaster Pro is available for $699, which is $100 more than the original Rodecaster Pro, and it is shipping now. This mixer is incredibly appealing to me as a streamer. Before, it seemed like Rode was really pitching this more as a podcasting mixer, and it very much was great for that purpose. But it wasn't exactly what streamers needed, in my opinion. But now with the ability to assign faders to virtual inputs, for example, rather than only as hardware faders, and with the new Stream Deck functionality with the smart pads, this really is an incredible device that I may be inclined to update to in the future. One feature on the mixer that did exist on the previous version that I know many podcasters will like is the ability to record your audio in multi-track straight from the mixer itself onto an SD card. And that is such a valuable feature for certain creators. If you don't want to use a whole entire computer setup just to record in multi-track audio, you can just record straight from the board to an SD card with this, and that is really cool. And now it's time for lightning round. Elgato released a new lineup to their Stream Deck line, a foot pedal? It gives three additional Stream Deck buttons that can be assigned to anything already supported in the Stream Deck software, which is really cool, including multi-action triggers with the press of your foot, and it costs $90. Great place that I can see this being used is if you want to trigger a key press, say you want to switch scenes in OBS while you're gaming, so that you don't have to lift your hand off the keyboard and mouse while you're gaming to accomplish the task. I think that's really cool, and I'm very curious to see how people use their Stream Deck foot pedals. I think this is going to be a welcome addition to the Stream Deck lineup. And GoXLR released a budget microphone for $149 in black and white that has an integrated pop filter and swappable accent rings in 9 different colors, so you have a couple style options as well. It is an XLR microphone, which means you can use it with any mixer, and you don't have to own a GoXLR, for example, to use the microphone, which I think is really awesome that they went down that route instead of limiting it to the GoXLR, for example. And speaking of GoXLR, the GoXLR Mini is actually currently my audio mixer of choice. And there's also the bigger GoXLR, which has a few more features than the Mini. But what I like about this device is that it gives me a lot more flexibility with how my audio is sent to the stream without having to deal with complicated software solutions such as voice meter and virtual audio cable, as I know many streamers know what that pain is like. Never again. And it's the software that really makes this device shine. So the GoXLR will actually show up as 5 different audio devices in Windows, so you can assign certain applications on your computer to be dedicated hardware faders on your mixer, such as your Discord chat on a separate fader than your music, just to give an example. And all the hardware faders are customizable, and there are additional faders that you can use in software as well. You could also set one of the faders to be a headphone volume slider, for example. There's just a ton more customization that you can do with this, and it's really cool. Of course, in the software, you also have your standard gate, EQ bands, and compressor, and on the regular GoXLR, there's also a de-esser, and these settings make your $30 microphone sound like a $500 studio microphone. It's crazy. Just adding those few things can really make a difference to your audio setup. But easily my favorite feature of the GoXLR software is the routing table. It makes routing audio so much easier because it is a massive pain if you've used it with other mixers. You have the option to send audio to your headphones, the broadcast mix, the line out, and most importantly, the chat mic, for example. So if you want to have folks in your Discord call hear a new song that you really like, but you don't want the stream to hear it for DMCA reasons, you can do that, just as one example. And the amount of flexibility that this device offers is just incredible. There's also a cough button you can set to be a toggle or a button you hold if you need to quickly mute yourself. And there's some fun stuff that you can play around with too, such as lighting on the main GoXLR. You have different voice changer effects and the sample pads so you can capture audio and annoy your friends with. That's what most streamers do. But you can also load existing audio files to those sample pads, which is pretty cool. And of course, my personal favorite is the bleep button so you can censor yourself. If this sounds appealing to you, the GoXLR costs around $400 to $500, and the GoXLR Mini only costs $250. And in my opinion, unless you really need the de-esser, which you can get around by messing with EQ, unless you really need all those goofy voice changer effects and the sampler, which honestly, the sampler can be achieved with other software as well, then I would say go with the cheaper GoXLR Mini because you really get everything else that the main GoXLR has at a much cheaper price. That's all I got for you this time. I hope that this provided some insight into the content creation and streaming process. You can check my live stream out over at twitch.tv/wscottis1 and my podcast, CinemaVention, over at cinemavention.com. I'm Willie Scott. Thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.